This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great Scott Miller is back from Bleacher Report, and he wrote, as I said last night on the show, if you heard me, a great piece on Jake Peavy, a guy that has done it all in baseball. He won world championships in Boston and San Francisco. He's won the Cy Young. He's won everything that you can win in baseball, including a gold glove. But this story, Scott, that you wrote is crazy. Can you tell people all over North America this great piece you did, what you found out happened to Jake Peavy?
Yeah, and I think when you say there's a guy in Jake Peavy that's done it all in baseball, you mentioned the World Series titles with Boston, San Francisco, Cy Young. I also think purchasing a duck boat from the World Series parade in Boston and having it transported down to his ranch in Alabama, I think that qualifies as done everything.
Right. No doubt. It's crazy.
You know, yeah, Jake just kind of disappeared. He last played in 2016 with the Giants, had a rough season. A lot of people thought he began to show his age, finished the year being demoted to the bullpen. What a lot of people didn't realize at the time, 2 days into spring training in 2016, he was informed that there was a Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, investigation. The feds were on a case. He was swindled out of between $15 and $20 million by a financial advisor he had entrusted money to. And he wasn't the only pro athlete. A quarterback, Mark Sanchez, former pitcher Roy Oswalt. A number of guys lost money in what was a Ponzi scheme, Ponzi-like scheme. So he lost between $15 and $20 million. And also, you know, he'd been careful his whole life not to get into debt. And the financial advisor also took about $5 million out in loans in his name. So that rocked his world. Now, it's important to say Jake Peavy's earned close to $130 million in his career.
Wow.
And as he told me in the piece, you know, there are a lot of people that have been defrauded way worse than me. You know, he's earned close to $130 million. He was swindled out of 15 to 20. But that was what was earmarked, part of what was earmarked for his retirement and for his kids and his future family, you know, inheritance. So 2016, as I said, a lot of people thought he showed his age. He ended up the season in the bullpen, just a lost year for Jake Peavy. But throughout that year, not to make excuses, but this all happened 2 days into spring training. So he spent a ton of time that year flying back and forth to Texas to give depositions and such, because that's where the eye of the hurricane was in terms of this financial agent and being investigated and you know, arrested. So this includes off days and even a day, at least one start, maybe more, where Peavy ended up flying from Texas to San Francisco, like the day he was supposed to start. So anyway, that goes on all 2016. And then 4 days after he gets home to Alabama after the 2016 season, he served divorce papers. So he's and his wife had four boys.
Right.
Four boys between 3 and 16.
Right.
So he didn't play last year. He was hoping to come back about midseason last year, because basically he had to put the pieces of his life back together. He's met with lawyers just about every day since this happened in the spring of 2016. You know, he's going through a divorce. He's trying to be a good dad to his four boys. So a lot of stuff going on. Peavy was hoping to come back mid-year last year. It never happened. He's in a better place now. I spent a couple days with him at his home in Alabama a couple weeks ago. He's hopeful. He's working out. He's hopeful he can get out from under everything and come back, at least have a showcase for scouts around May 1st. And that's because his 16-year-old son, who's in high school now, is living with him. And he gets out of school around May 1st. Jake just doesn't feel right about going off to spring training now when his son, who's living with him, has 2 more months left of school. So he figures about the time his son gets out of school, he's hoping to have a showcase for scouts and then hopefully sign. And he's hoping to come back later this year and rewrite his ending.
Do you think he can? Do you think he can still do it? And I never knew he was so ingrained in faith. I know that he's like a real Christian guy. I didn't know all that. And then I loved his you phrased it. I need a miracle every day. The Grateful Dead. This guy quoting great poets and stuff like that. He sounds really educated and really with it. And I never knew all that about him. I just knew this like tough, real edgy pitcher who was, so intense. It wasn't even funny. And I never knew that he had all this, smarts about him, his faith. He had all this stuff going on and that he was such a family man. I mean, did all that stuff that was going on take such a toll on him? That's why he got divorced?
It's a good question. He says he's still not sure about reasons for the divorce. I mean, it was a classic case. He married his high school sweetheart. They got married young. I think he was 18. She was 19. And, they've been together. But, sometimes when you marry so young and then a lot of people don't make it, and then you go through everything that they've gone through. He doesn't finger any one reason for the divorce. But he's got himself back to a spot where he says he's as happy as he's been in his life. And you're right, there's a lot of layers to Jake. He has always been a strong Christian. And I talked to him, I said, that's how he hooked up with this financial advisor who ended up swindling him. This guy was a Christian guy. He was involved in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And that's how they connected on a Christian level. And I asked Jake, I said, that's got to shake your faith. And he said, yeah, no question it does when something like that happens with a guy you trust, guy you think is on your wavelength as a Christian. But coming out of it on the other end, he said it shakes your faith, but it didn't make him lose his faith. As he said, in his words, he said, I think we're all spiritual beings to some point, some more than others. But he believes in the spirituality of each individual, and then that ties into he's become such a music guy in the last many years, and that ties into the lyrics and the poets you're talking about, the whole spirituality.
Right. He's got a music studio. He's trying a recording studio. He's got all kinds of businesses he's trying to run in Mobile. He built out that ranch and hired just about everybody locally. He still gives tons of his time and money and energy and passion. And they say he's like the most caring, giving guy anyone's ever met. Did you find him that way?
Yeah, and one reason, it should be said also, Scott, one reason I was able to get with Jake and do this is because I do have a relationship with him. Not that I don't want to paint it like we're best friends or anything. We're not. But I've known him in some form or another since his rookie year in San Diego in 2002. So, part of that's what I've always believed part of journalism is, Scott, to a degree, is, it's important to build relationships and maintain relationships.
Sure.
and earn trust. And I feel like it's because of that Jake allowed me into his world for this story. Because as he said, he'd gone dark pretty much for most of the past year. You can't find much about him. He pretty much, avoided media. It took me a long time to get him too. I've had his cell phone and, I probably called him 30 times in the month of December alone. I got to the point I was worried about being a stalker, but again, knowing Jake the way I know him, and yes, from that perspective, he's always been generous to a fault. He's been generous with his time to teammates, to reporters, to fans. He's been generous with his money going back to when he was a kid in San Diego, as he told me, and I mentioned the story. Before he even had his own foundation, he's got the Jake Peavy Foundation that's his charitable arm.
Right.
you know, he was like a 22, 23-year-old kid in San Diego, and he's going to make, you know, appearances on behalf of the ball club. San Diego's a big military town. He's going to visit military hospitals. And as he said, I'm like this 22, 23-year-old kid, and I go to the military hospital. I'm seeing triple amputees. I'm seeing soldiers back with PTSD, and I'm trying to talk to them. And he said two things. One, I'm looking at them. I'm like, these guys are the same age as me. You know, why was I blessed to be doing what I'm doing and hear this poor soldier's wounded in bed, number one. And number two, as he said, I learned way back then, if you just show some love to some of these guys, it's amazing how far it can go. And that's kind of how he's lived his life in terms of you know, whoever he's come in contact with and when he's set up his charity, his foundation, you know, which helps both military and underprivileged kids.
So, you know, we, as you know, all through the years that you've been friends with me, we play tons of music on this show and always have over the years. I saw that you the other day, well, first of all, let me say, I thought the piece of the piece on PV was just so excellent. Just great work, fantastic writing and journalism. I hope that Jake loved it as much as I did, and I'm sure readers everywhere. If you haven't read this article on Jake Peavy, I Need a Miracle Every Day, you got to just, you know, Google it, look up Scott Miller, read the piece. It's really, it's a tearjerker. It's cool stuff, great stuff. But you know, I saw you the other day, unless I'm mistaken, you were getting all excited about the Smashing Pumpkins. Like, they're going to do, like, an original five first album tour or something like that. And you said that it was like, am I wrong that it was like the greatest news you'd heard in years or something?
You know, two things. First, Scott, thanks so much for everything you just said about the story. I people seem to like it, and I'm thrilled Jake opened up like he did. And I was honored to be able to tell his story, and thank you for all those compliments. Secondly, no, you know, it's funny. I think maybe you've got another Scott Miller. That was not me.
I thought it was you.
But that said, I'm a huge music junkie, and that's part of why, you know, I included all the music. You know, that's one area Jake and I have connected, you know, through music. In fact, that Springsteen show that I mentioned that Jake was at in spring training, I was at that same show. In fact, Jake and I, this is spring of 2016, Jake and I were texting during the show. We were trying to see if we could meet up, and then it didn't work out. He was in a different part of the arena. But, no, that wasn't me.
Okay, wait, now.
But I'm thrilled.
Carver.
I respect the passion.
Right. So, anyway, I thought the end of the story with the Bob Seger stuff was awesome. I love old Bob Seger. Now, Carver, I tell the story. Who is that guy? How did I screw that up? Because when I saw it originally, didn't I say to you, I'm like.
There's another Scott Miller that works here.
He also works for
MLB Network.
Oh, so he's the guy that.
Like behind the scenes stuff.
He wrote about the Smashing Pumpkins.
So his, it could be very deceiving if you follow both of you on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what happened.
This guy's handle actually says Scott Miller MLB
I don't like that guy now.
Easy mistake to make, yes. In fact, I don't know him, but on Twitter years ago, he reached out to me. Yeah, he's Scott Miller MLB.
Yeah.
I'm Scott Miller BBL, so it's really easy to get mixed up. I follow him, and he follows me simply because of the Scott Miller stuff. But, in fact, ironically, you know, talking music and back to the Peavy story, the Grateful Dead lyrics, I Need a Miracle Every Day, the American essayist that wrote the lyrics for the Dead, that John Barlow.
Right.
Ironically, okay, I'm with Peavy like 3 weeks ago doing this story.
Right.
Barlow just passed away last week.
Wow.
Now, Jake texted me yesterday when the story was posted, and he did like it. He you know, you always a little worried about that. You hope to not screw something up.
Right.
I don't think I did. He didn't call me out on anything. But anyway, when he texted me yesterday, he was traveling en route to the memorial service for that Barlow guy that wrote the lyrics that I quoted. You know, how weird is that?
That's crazy.
You know, that was, you know, when Jake mentioned those lyrics 3 weeks ago when I'm interviewing him, you know, it's just, you know, a lyric that was close to his heart. And
right.
then 2 weeks later, the guy passes away, and now Jake's.
That's crazy. That's crazy. All right, so 30 seconds, respectfully. What do you got up your sleeve down in Florida at Grapefruit?
Yeah, you know, I just landed tonight in Tampa, and I'm going to be running around Florida the next couple weeks. You know, there'll be plenty. You know, I'm going to Yankees camp, of course. You can't miss that. Cardinals camp. There'll be a handful of stuff here, and then Arizona. I'll be in Arizona much of March. So. Also, we'll talk later about this. I know you're pressed for time, but I also have a book actually coming out on March 20th.
Nice.
We'll get back to that. It's co-written with Bob Tewksbury, the former pitcher.
Sure.
It's on mental skills in baseball. He's the mental skills coach right now with the San Francisco Giants.
Wow.
And, we co-authored that. That's been about a two-year project. We're thrilled. That's coming out March 20th.
What's that book called?
90% Mental. If you Google it, Bob Tewksbury and my name, 90% Mental is the title, kind of off the Yogi Berra quote.
And
you'll find it. I think it's on pre-order right now. You can pre-order at Amazon
and
different places. And comes out in bookstores everywhere nationally on March 20th.
All right, perfect. I can't wait. We'll talk about that for sure, and I'll catch up with you when you get back to Arizona. And just remember, he just texted me in the middle of this interview, actually, on my phone right now. Scott Miller said he thinks the Smashing Pumpkins suck. I just got that text right now. Scott, have fun in Florida, and great job on the PV piece. Brilliant stuff, man.
All right, my friend. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that very much, and take care.
All right, Scott Miller down at the Grapefruit League in Tampa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.